I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion, snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
So I've had a busy morning releasing snakes on the North Coast. Just as I was making my way back down to Durban, I got a call from the Inanda area for a black mamba hiding under the guy's couch. Quite grateful he called because he works for a quarry in Inanda where I do snake awareness presentations, and I always tell the guys, I've done one or two there, and I always tell them, please don't kill the snake, just call me. And that's exactly what he's done, so I'm really grateful. So I'm flying there, but he keeps messaging me every 5 minutes. Are you still coming? Are you still coming? Yes, I'm still coming. I mean, I'm not going to just bail on you and leave you with a mamba. But it's often the case with people. Unfortunately, I don't have a helicopter, and I doubt I'll find a sponsor for a helicopter and a pilot. So I'm going as fast as I can. So on my way there, I hope it stays. He says he needs to be at work soon. Well, I told him if he is late for work, I'll go with him to work, to the quarry, with the black mamba, and I'll show everyone why he was late, and I'll vouch for him. It's not like he was sitting at home drinking or something. But I just hope it stays there, and I hope someone has eyes on the snake, or at least on the couch, and just make sure it doesn't... I hope the doors close, because often I'll go, and the people say, yes, the house is locked. You get them, the doors wide open. But I'm going to leave this for now, and I'm going to concentrate on getting turning here. I'm glad you came to meet me, because we're
in here. I remember you told me I had to kill
one. I know, I remember you.
Yeah, for now I decided.
I'm glad you stopped killing them. Thank you, man. Is it your house?
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, I was driving fast to get you.
Yeah.
Hey, you stay so close to the quarry, eh? You just walk to work.
Yeah,
I'll give you a lift. I can't see it.
Let me move your fucking shit.
Okay, let me come in.
Hey, fine.
Oh, yeah, I don't see him.
Okay,
can we take the couch outside or not?
Oh, yeah.
No, it won't be. Yeah. Maybe it's under your bed. Let's look under the bed.
Nothing.
You didn't go through the wall there, there's a hole.
It was here. See, by the time I came to you.
Yeah, I'm just worried he's come here.
Ish.
Is it a big one?
Big one. I took a photo while it was sleeping here.
Problem is there's so many holes here. Can I stand on your bed?
Yeah.
Maybe he's gone through the wall. Was anyone watching?
Yeah.
Didn't come out. Let's check under your bed properly. Can we turn the couch this way?
Yeah, turn the couch. There's it there.
Oh, it's a fezzy.
Oh,
I don't have glasses.
Hey, let's go check the glasses.
Fool me out,
I need your glasses.
Glasses?
Wait, let me go get your glasses.
You holding it, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
I've
got them.
Ah!
Where's
the tent? Oh.
Well, that was a very rewarding call, and that's because the guy that called me used to kill snakes. He actually used to hunt them with his dogs. He used to hunt pythons and kill them and kill any snake he saw. I remember him telling me a case where his dogs went for a mamba and the mamba killed them all, and the dogs killed the mamba. I'm really sad, but go hunting a mamba, that's what can happen. But anyway, I met him at the quarry that he works at when I was doing that snake awareness presentation. But I tried convincing him to try and not kill snakes, please, rather call me for help. And I'd hoped he'd listened, but I hadn't heard from him for a while. I sort of forgot about him, actually, unfortunately. He was a nice guy. I regret that. But yeah, then when I realized it was him, I was so happy to see him. And I was so, so happy that he stuck to his word. He said he wasn't going to kill them. So that was really, really cool. I'm so chuffed. So it just shows to me that the talks and education really does help. To me, the best way to conserve wildlife is to educate people and raise awareness. And it really worked for him. But anyway, it wasn't a black mamba. It was a large Mozambique spitting cobra. And at first, we couldn't find it. I was getting really, really worried. I saw it, so I was like, oh, Mozambique spitting cobra. Then I was like, ah, don't have glasses. So I grabbed the thing by the tail with the tongs while it was dashing off. And I just shouted at my friend, just my new friend, just go to my car and get my glasses. And he ran, he jumped in the back of my car, got my visor, came back to me, and then I managed to catch it. But it was a tense, it felt like 2 minutes or so, but I'm sure it was much shorter than that. But I had the tail, and thankfully all the snake was trying to do was get away, and just get away. And I'm so grateful it didn't turn and spit. I was waiting, I was going to turn my head. I've caught one or two cobras before without glasses. It's not a fun experience. Both times I managed to avoid getting spat at. I have been spat at, and it's really unpleasant. Yeah, thankfully it didn't happen here. And I managed to pin it down before it got... It didn't even spit once, actually. It was more focused on getting away. Which is another good example of how snakes are. You know, the Mozambique spitting cobras are generally pretty quick to spit if they feel they can't escape. This one obviously felt it could escape, so it tried its best to do that. I'm very grateful. But yeah, we got it. I only have a little box with me. I clean forgot to pack a... Got clear buckets that I usually use. I didn't have any. So it's had to go in there, but while I was putting it in there, it shot out, and the screams, I'm not sure if I caught it on the recording, but everyone was just screaming, and I grabbed it by the tail and I shoved it back in pretty quick. He stuck to his word, so I thought I'll stick to my word, and I went to show his bosses and colleagues the snake that was on his couch and explain why he was late for work, so he was happy. But I'm really grateful to him. A lot of people will say to me, oh yeah, I won't kill snakes anymore, but they do. But he really stuck to it, and he could have. I mean, I suppose there's a cobra in his house and he doesn't want it to get away. He doesn't. I mean, it's a dangerous situation. I mean, cobra under your couch, it's a dangerous situation. I mean, you could be sitting here, you could nip you on the ankle, you could sit on it, you could come into his bed because he stays in a small room. And I mean, it is a really dangerous situation. But all ended well, thankfully.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.